MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. A battle is brewing over efforts to enshrine Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's executive order on greenhouse gas emissions into law. In her last State of the State speech at the beginning of the legislative session on January 20th, Lujan Grisham asked lawmakers to codify the Climate Change Action Plan into law to cut pollution around 45% by 2030 compared to 2005 levels and meet net zero emissions goals by 2050. But Senate Bill 18, also known as the Clear Horizons and Emissions Act, is still facing fierce opposition from many lawmakers who see this as a rebranded 30 by 30 plan and are concerned about climate targets having a negative impact on New Mexico's leading industry and New Mexicans.
These emissions are associated with economic activity, they are associated with wealth creation, and they are associated with jobs,
said Senator Larry Scott. Opponents also say the bill won't have an effect on overall climate change.
What we should be doing is giving our constituents the education, the tools, and the prosperity to adapt to whatever climate change is coming.
A similar bill was proposed during last year's legislative session by Democrat Senate President Pro Tem Mimi Stewart of Albuquerque, who is also the sponsor of Senate Bill 18, along with another senator and representative from northern New Mexico. But that bill failed to make it out of committee last year after several Democrats joined Republicans in voting against it. Unlike last year, this year's bill focuses only on targeting oil and gas producers. The bill is expected to get its first hearing on Thursday in front of the Senate Conservation Committee. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.